Imagine a holiday market for nerds and geeks. I talk with one of the creators of Nerdy Noel and share my own Nerdy Wonderland story. Plus, I have a new album on Kickstarter. It's called Dancing with Hobbits. Find out why you should support this CD and musical pen. This is Pup Songs and Stories, number 276.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came to Shebeg and Shemor to dance with the fae and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, "Why, howdy you do, pull a seat up and drink here with me." Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, "Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear." The other elf added, "I have a secret to share. Just listen, and the next round's on me." Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong. But the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. "Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children." Said he, smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. "Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me." Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note, to send us elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the bay. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Send us smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas!
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi Irish musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm at Conjuration this weekend, a science fiction convention, or fantasy convention, rather, a magical fantasy convention. It's a fantastic event. You got to go. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. You can do that at pubsong.com or just send an email to pubsong@keltfather.net. You can subscribe and download all of my songs in this show. It's quick and easy. And while you're emailing me to get your free EP, you can let me know your favorite sci-fi-ish song. Doesn't have to be mine, but any of them. Just, there's a lot out there. More than you think. So, we kicked off the show with a track from my CD, Celtic Christmas Greetings. I said CD. Wait, some of you don't know this. Okay, when I mention CD or musical pen, you say, "You have CDs? You have musical pens?" Just have fun with it. Just go with the flow. That was from my CD, Celtic Christmas Greetings. There's a little bit of a holiday theme to this. I know it's still a little bit early for the holidays, but there's a lot going on right now. Of course, Thanksgiving is next week, and then the actual Christmas season truly begins, I think, for most people, unlike me. But I've been really busy recently, and I was like, and I haven't done an episode of Pub Songs and Stories in a while, and I thought, well, if I'm gonna do it, I need to get this episode out just in case I can't get it out in time for the holidays. So I'm just trying to. But there's been a lot that's been going on. I've had a lot of shows in October. There's a birthday. Family came to visit. Just lots going on. And one of the things that I was, what I was really kind of excited about is I physically mailed broadsheets to patrons of mine. I did it to everyone this time, but my plan is to only send it out to the heroes and above in the future. But if you are a patron of my music on Patreon, then you will get a broadsheet in December as well. These broadsheets are basically, it's basically a newsletter, but it has some lyrics of a song that I've written recently. Hopefully it's been published on Patreon as well. A few updates of things that are happening with me, sometimes with other stuff, other people. It's sort of like my email newsletter, but it's coming to you in the mail because just kind of nice doing something different. I had a lot of fun putting that out, and I had a few people who said, it was so cool getting some mail from you. So I'm going to do it again in December. I don't know exactly when, hopefully before the month starts, but we'll see. There's so much going on. I am working on some video stories as well. So the Pub Songs and Stories has long been about telling stories about songs. But I think what I'm going to do in the coming days is put out some videos where I'm basically sitting outside talking about some of the music that I've written or songs that I perform. So something a little bit different. So keep an eye open to my YouTube channel at Keltfather over there. So I hope to see you out there. Upcoming shows. Every Wednesday is still Coffee with Keltfather. That happens at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, at least until probably mid-December. It is on Patreon, exclusively on Patreon, though it streams on YouTube, so it's available there, but it's going to be on Patreon where you'll be able to find these shows. This Thursday, November 16th, I have a Bandcamp internet concert. It's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. This weekend, I am at Conjuration. They have a new location in Gwinnett Place, Georgia, a Sonesta Suite Hotel, and I have several shows for the weekend. I'll also have a table with a couple of new pieces of merch. I have some different necklaces that that I'm bringing as well. These are not ones made by me, so not as cool as my Celtic heartstrings, but I'm attempting to get ready for the events that are happening in December. In particular, the Nerdy Noel, which I'm going to have some details about in just a little bit, but also with Nerdy Wonderland Holiday Market, which is all inspired by Nerdy Noel, which is happening in Huntsville, Alabama. Nerdy Wonderland is happening in Avondale States at the Lost Druid Brewery, where I perform, and I will be performing for the event. Nerdy Wonderland is on December 3rd, Sunday, from 12 to 5. Nerdy Noel is on Sunday, December 10th. So, lots of things going on. I hope you will go check it out. Let's play some music. This is Hobbit Hornpipe. It's from my upcoming album, Dancing with Hobbits. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment. finally, a bit of Celtic music news. There are three new Celtic Christmas albums that are now available that I'm aware of, all from bands who have submitted music to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. The Celtic Kitchen Party has an album out called One Celtic Christmas. It is fun, upbeat, just a lot of fun, just awesome. I'll have an interview with the Celtic Kitchen Party in the days to come on Celtic Christmas Music, the podcast, very soon, so stay tuned for that. The McDades have a new Christmas album as well. I've barely touched the surface of that one, so I can't tell you much about it, but I have fallen in love with this Gothard Sisters new album, A Celtic Christmas, and today, right before I recorded this, I had an interview with Greta from the Gothard Sisters. That interview will come out in early December, but the next episode's coming out on November 19th. So if you want to be a part of some great Celtic Christmas music, go subscribe at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. And I'm going to give you a little heads up. Runa has a new album coming out. It's called When the Light Gets In. It's everything I've come to expect from this fantastic band. I've only listened to it once, but it was just really engaging. So that's not coming out till February, though, so hold on. Join the club. The show is brought to you by my patrons on Patreon. A big thanks to my new and some of them older patrons, Mikhail, Mia, Hank Woodward, and Angela Burke. Thank y'all so much for supporting the podcast for so very long. I really appreciate all of your support of my music. If you can't financially support the podcast, you can always leave a review. That's free. Now let me tell you a little bit about Dancing with Hobbits. I don't know about you, but I love traditional Irish music. When I say traditional Irish music, I mean the tunes, the reels, the jigs, the instrumental music that's just, it just rocks and moves your feet and you get so excited. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Admittedly, when I started the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, it was not the main thing. You know, Andrew and I, while we do with the Robin Nagin Bards, we did mostly vocal music, but we had a few instrumental albums, and it was a joy. One of the things, when we walked around Renaissance festivals, we played instrumental music, and it was not really Celtic per se, a little bit more Renaissance-y with a touch of a jazz influence, but it was always fun. It was upbeat, and my rhythms, of course, were developing. That's where I developed a lot of my rockish rhythms, too, so It all came together, but Dancing with Hobbits is a project that I started with Sam Gilogli. Sam formed at ALEP with me second time it came about. So ALEP is a long-expected party. If you've ever heard me talk about the Hobbit gathering that I go to every 3 years, well, this is where I got to spend some time with Sam. Sam and I playing music and having so much fun, and we were joking as we were walking to the Great Hall that we should do an album called Dancing with Hobbits. It's sort of a tribute to Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. And so that idea sat with us since 2011 is when I found a blog where I talked about it. I think about 3 years ago, I finally started recording some tunes, some instrumental parts, and talked to Sam about putting together an album where, you know, it was a joint project. I started recording some stuff and sent it to Sam, and lo and behold, tracks started developing. The first, of course, was Hobbit Hornpipe, which I played earlier, but then I got into other stuff. Now, I've been waiting and waiting patiently for the album to finally finish, to finally get enough tracks to release a full-length album, and we're finally there. So, that means that we're fundraising now on Kickstarter to pay for the printings of the CDs and album pens, the musical pens, as I call them. Obviously, you know what CDs are, because you have CDs, but the musical pens, of course, are enamel pens with a design related to the album in some way. Maybe a track on the album, maybe something else. In this case, we have this nice picture of Hobbit feet. There's some musical notes on there, and it says, I went dancing with hobbits. So sort of rip on the old shirts. My dad went to Baltimore and all he brought me was this lousy shirt. You know, that's the what it always, the phrase that kind of popped in my head when I saw that. But it says, I went dancing with hobbits, which I thought would be a fun thing for people to wear. And then, of course, it also maybe engage. It created a little question, engagement with other people when they say, what is this all about? You know, the goal, of course, of the Kickstarter is to fund the production of those things. The music has been recorded. It's been funded by my patrons on Patreon. They are the ones who have financially supported the creation of my music. So again, if you aren't a patron, I really would appreciate it if you become one. Again, send an email to pupsong@killfather.net for all the details. Each of the tracks is coming together to capture a different aspect of Hobbit music and such. And I'm going to tell some stories and some videos. Hopefully, I'm hoping we can get those recorded tomorrow to start doing some extra promotion for the Kickstarter, which the Kickstarter ends on November 20th. So I should have done this sooner, but fortunately, we are just about $1,000 away from our goal. And that's the minimum goal. That's the goal to pay to actually pay for this, the funding. It doesn't really pay for our time as much. Maybe a little bit of money, but not a whole lot. So if you want to support our music, go make a pledge. And I should point out the way that I design these Kickstarters is to is basically with that $100 level in mind. I know it's a lot of money for some people, but I offer the best deal at the $100 level. If you are able to do that, you're going to get a whole bunch of stuff, including the CDs, album pens, you'll get a shirt. There's some sheet music that'll be coming with this. It is the absolute best possible deal. So if you want to support our music, head on over to markgunn.com/dancing, and that URL will be good after this campaign too, because right now it redirects to Kickstarter, but in the future it'll redirect to a sales page where you can buy said album. So again, I really appreciate all your support, but I would love it if you would go support this album. I think, you know, as I was thinking about those early days. So when we started playing at ALEP that first year, when I first started playing there, it was a lot of fun. I had some magical moments singing songs. I still remember the time that we got in, I think on Wednesday, and some people had gathered early, and they didn't have really a stage. They had like a small little stage, and so people were gathered around it, and I sat up there and I played Wild Mountain Time, and you could hear a pin drop. It was glorious. It was my favorite performance ever of that song. But in 2011, when Sam came along, Sam plays fiddle. So one evening, you know, the festivities at the barn and the lodge had ended, and I came back to the dancing pony, and I heard some music being played, and there were a couple people playing some Irish tunes, and I was like, well, this sounds interesting. So I went down there and I played along. It was wonderful, delightful. We're playing a slow Irish session, and more people started joining in various capacities. So, and then of course, that was in 2011. In 2014, it grew. 2017, I guess, it also grew. It was just wonderful to see the growth of a community who love Irish music and tunes and such. And of course, we even expanded out of there. But all right, so it's time for you to hear Hobbit Polka. This is from our album Dancing with Hobbits, and I should point out that we decided we're going to use that as the band name for this project as well. So go find Dancing with Hobbits. Here's Hobbit Polka. story of Nerdy Noel. All right. So, Nerdy Noel is a holiday market for nerds and geeks. It was put on by Komai's Oh My. And they did a midsummer market back in July, the end of July of 2023. And they asked me to come play. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot. You know, sounds interesting. But it was more than interesting. It was fascinating. It was exciting. It was like a little science fiction convention, mostly focused on the vendors, you know, because there's a lot of great vendors that showed up for this event. And I was just a little bit blown away. So after the event ended, I was like, can I interview you and find out more about how this thing started? And a little idea started coming. I'll tell you about that after the interview. I am here with David Komai of Nerdy Noel. Right now we're at the Midsummer Festival, but we're going to be talking a little bit about what got this all started. So, David, tell me about what is Nerdy Noel?
Nerdy Noel is a market just for, well, nerdy things, just as name implies. Just for local artists. We're here based in Huntsville, Alabama, so we cater to all the southeastern, you know, both Alabama, Georgia, you know, Arkansas, Mississippi, wherever you are in the southeast. We bring in local small businesses and artists, particularly, to have their wares here and showcase it as a market, so they have a chance to sell things.
And this is fascinating, because it's, to me, I was trying to describe people what this would be, and I was right, but it's sort of like a mini dealer's room at a convention, is that right?
It's exactly that. Think of this like the dealer's room you find at any convention you go to, and that's all this is. That was the intention of this, is to be the vendor's room you go to. So it's we wanted to make sure this was a free event, so that you could go, and all your favorite vendors that you generally see at the conventions, you can come here, and you don't have to go to some big convention, pay for that. Come here and do specifically focus on shopping, not for celebrity autographs or anything, but shopping and help those local vendors.
Wow, cool. How did this get started?
This actually got started, gosh, I think it was back in 2016. My wife Carrie is the one who is the brains behind all of this, and she and I were, at that time, we were just starting this business that she was doing, of making, you know, various nerdy things. But at that time, there really weren't many things like this. There's not a lot of small conventions going on at that time. So we were doing small craft fairs and other random things. Funny enough, we were at a craft fair late in the year, and it was, you know, abysmal, right? It's the just people with their wreaths and things that are, they're not geeky, they're not nerdy, and that's not going to, our stuff is nothing like that. A friend of ours who also vends here said, you know, gosh, it would be great if we had a market, something for us to do right before Christmas, because this was hitting about, it was late in the year, like I said. And Carrie started thinking, said, well, you know, I bet you we could round up several of us. We at that time, you have kind of a small community going, you know a lot of vendors. We said, I'll bet you could get a dozen of us. And, well, we can talk to, there's a local brewery called Straight to Ale. And I'm sure we could, you know, use some of their space at the time. They had kind of a space you could do events in part of their building. And we said, she goes, you know, somehow she started thinking through that. And literally she was like, I bet I could do it. And I don't know how much time passed. It was literally maybe just days, barely weeks. And before you know it, she started making the inquiries, talked with them. And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll give you the space. And literally so she made the inquiries out to, you know, she put the posting out there. We started from there, and literally it was a dozen vendors in the small space in the back. As you can hear, everybody, we're still shutting down here. But yeah, literally a dozen vendors. And that's how it all started, and it was insanely, insanely successful.
That's just crazy. I mean, it seems, it makes a lot of sense, and I don't know of anyone that's done that. I think I've mentioned there in Atlanta, there's a Goblin Market, mm-hmm. which I think is sort of similar, but I'm not really sure. But nevertheless, it's, what a great idea. I mean, for people like us who want to find stuff that we like.
Exactly. And that was the point, right? Because Carrie and I both, we're both geeky nerds at heart, and we love these kinds of things. So Carrie was genuinely doing this as seeing this, not just as the opportunity for herself, like saying, oh, hey, let's do something so that my own business, but it was generally seen when we're talking with all the others, and everybody says, yeah, gosh, I wish there was something. And that, I think that at the heart of it, that was genuinely what really was the spark for it, is, and what Carrie's desire for it was to start this market, not to help us and make our business. It was, no, let's help each other,
yeah,
right? And let's help the community grow. And that's, that really was the key defining thing about it. And I think that's what's made the success of it.
So when's the next one? You have one that's coming up in December,
coming
right?
up in December. It will be in early December. And I...
10th and 11th?
I think it was a 10th. Yeah, 10th. It's a single day. We always...
Oh, right.
So it will be on... So I think 10th now, is a Sunday.
Why is it on... It's on a Sunday, which it, that's what this one is, too.
Right.
Why is it on a Sunday?
Yeah, so very, very important note. We ensure to do it... Each year, since December 2016, missing only 1 year because of COVID, we have held it on Sundays in December. The reason being is that we have already so other many events going on. Usually there's like some crafting fairs and other things like that that are on Saturdays. So again, we want to ensure we're not competing with that. We don't want to take away business that from our local vendors, and we want to ensure that shoppers will come. And there's not usually a lot going on Sunday besides church.
What's the date again?
It will be on December 10th. Will be our next Nerdy Noel will be here at Stovehouse in Huntsville, Alabama.
All right. And if people want to find out more about it, where do they go?
You can go to nerdynoel.com, or most our best way of getting information is to look for Nerdy Noel on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and all the others.
I bet there's pictures and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have pictures and all that stuff.
Do you have any music that ever shows up there?
Well, you know, funny. You know, we had talked about that, and, you know, we thought, gosh, you know, it would be great if we could just have somebody, oh, I don't know, like... You know, Mark Gunn, oh, he wouldn't do it. And, yeah, wouldn't you know that for Midsummer, he decided to grace his presence with us, and we were ever so thankful to have him.
Well, I am thankful for you having me here. Thank you so much, David. And, again, if you want to find out more about it, go to nerdynoel.com. You can also come visit the event on December 10th, 2023, and I'm sure it'll be going for a long time because this is highly successful, I think, right?
Oh, extremely so.
It's,
you know, it's
mind blowing.
Like, yeah, even though this is our, you know, like I said, we've done the December market has been going on strong since 2016. We've had we estimate it's been very difficult to figure out how many people, but we've estimated about, you know, 1,000 attendees at least. And so, you know, here this is our first time deciding to do a mid-year July market. It certainly was pretty busy. So I think, yeah, we'll have to kind of crunch the numbers, get a good guesstimate on attendance. But it was successful. Everybody was leaving here pretty happy. So
yeah.
I think that's a good sign.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Was that fun or what? I loved it. I loved that this event was able to come up. And because of it, I immediately was thinking, I need to do something like this in Atlanta, because we have a big geek community. And so I asked them if they would mind me using their name, Nerdy Noel, and basically sort of franchising it out. Again, this is not for profit outside of, you know, whatever I can sell through my CDs or from other merch. It was so engaging, I felt I had to try it. And so I got my friend Amanda Carman of Carmanda Art Things, and I did a video show with her. I think it was in 2021, I think. She and I decided we were going to recreate the event. Now, because of the nature of our event, our location, rather, we decided to rename the event to Nerdy Wonderland, which is a little bit, makes it more of a holiday market rather than a Christmas market, which, you know, we have a multicultural group here in Atlanta, probably more so than even in Huntsville, Alabama, where you get a bit more geeks out there. We decided to put this together, and now our event is happening on December 3rd, so I'm not competing with them. I'm doing it the weekend before, and hopefully I'll have enough my own stock. I'm hoping we will sell well. That is the goal. That is the goal for this event. It's to, you know, to for us to sell our products. It's for other geeks who have our vendors who are looking for a place to sell to other geeks and nerds. So I'm excited to see how this all comes together. In any case, make sure you check out the website. Nerdy Noel is at nerdynoel.com. Right now, our Facebook page, you'll have to follow the link in the show notes at pubsong.com for show number 276, because I don't have an official website for that. It's all going through me. But you can go to markgun.com/nerdywonderland. All right, we're going to finish up the show. One more track. This is Yuletide. It is a single that I released a couple years back. Now, if you want to hear the story of Yuletide, you can go to show number 246 for that. But thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this and you got some good information, ideas, thoughts, and smiles out of this show. And here is Yuletide. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Send out all the invitations to your neighbors and each friend. Remember all of your relations. Yuletide hearts and fences, men. String some berries, deck the mantle, hang the holly on the door. Trim the tree and light the candle. Roll the rug back from the floor. Braid your toes and dress in fineness. Gather all the children near. Share your love and show some kindness. Yuletide and the Shire is here. Arrive, the fire is roaring, festive music fills the hall. Everywhere goodwill's outpouring, hobbits hug from wall to wall. Take your best girl, join the dancing, round and round the room you go. Now's the time for sweet romance and kiss her neath the mistletoe. Let's all sing a rousing chorus, raise your voices, spread good cheer. Joy and peace and love surround us, Yuletide comes but once a year. Raise your voices, spread good cheer. Joy and peace and love surround us. Yuletide comes but once a year. Gather round the laden table, bow your heads for our repast. Load your plate with all you're able. Now the feast begins at last. Roasting meat, mushroom and tater, beans and barley in a stew. Tarts and pies and sweets for later. Hobbits know just what to do. Pass around the mead and porter, rum and bourbon, wine and beer. Toasting Yuletide is an order, and to all a good new year.
Thanks for listening to Pub Songs and Stories. This episode was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can follow and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. The show is brought to you by my gun runners on Patreon. Become a patron because your generosity allows me to keep bringing you podcast videos, exclusive blogs, photos, and songs every month. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Have fun and sing along at pubsong.com.